A BC doctor is hoping parents will pay close attention to windows in their homes as a heat wave sits over much of the province. Dr. Ran Goldman works at BC Children's Hospital and says every year he sees injuries resulting from children falling through windows. "It's extremely dangerous for children," he says. This year, BC Children's Hospital Emergency Department treated 12 children after they fell through windows and were injured. Injuries from window falls include severe head injuries and broken bones, which Goldman notes can be a significant risk for children as they can leave a mark for a lifetime. "Those 12 children that we saw have been treated and were able to go home," he says. So far, the current heat wave sitting over much of the province hasn't led to a spike in children injured due to falling out a window. But he worries such cases could pick up as the heat wave continues. He's asking parents to make sure there is no furniture or objects children could step on to climb to the window. Screens can also create a false sense of security, as children can also go through them and fall, he warns. "Every year we see children that go through a screen when the window is open," Goldman says. In 2022, a total of 19 children were treated at BC Children's Hospital for injuries after falling through windows. "It's definitely something we see every year, including fatalities around the country," he says. "We need to protect children. Even one child is way too much." Goldman hopes parents will hear this message and prevent any more children from getting hurt. Dangers to children during heat. A prolonged heatwave is hitting BC, from the south coast to the Okanagan, parts of North Thompson and Kootenay. For many, the heat is expected to stick around until Thursday, prompting the Provincial Health Services Authority to warn parents over how dangerous warm weather can be for children. "Leaving children in a car for even a few minutes can be harmful," Goldman warns. "One of the things I'm most worried about is that sometimes children are left in hot cars, only for a minute, only to get something out of the car. The parent leaves and the car becomes hot very quickly," he says. "I think a lot of parents don't recognize the danger in this. On the road, children sitting in vehicle for long distances can lead to prolonged exposure to direct sunlight. Put something on the window, make sure they're seated in a place that is more dark and in the shade," he says, as a possible solution. What symptoms to watch for? Goldman says parents should watch for cracked lips, tiredness, headaches, or being dizzy. It's also important to be on the lookout for dark-colored urine. "We do see children that suffer from heat-related illness in the hospital," he says. Other symptoms from heat-related illnesses can include a loss of thirst, vomiting, confusion, and severe lethargy. "Prevention is key here," Goldman says. "We don't want to treat children when they're dehydrated. We want to prevent that from happening." There are 211 cooling facilities set up across the province for people to cool off from the heat, and those locations can be viewed on the Emergency Map BC.